Blog Talk Radio.
Well, tonight is the night that we promised that we would just preach the Word of God. And tonight's that night that I have declared and decreed for the preaching and the uplifting of the Word of God. Tonight I want to get into the Scriptures, but I want to be more subtle with you and speak the Word of the true and living God. Father, in the name of Jesus, tonight that we want to thank you for allowing us to come on this radio station and to give your name above every name, your name. May we identify with that name, for it is that name that's above every name. And for that, we said thank you. We said thank you. Tonight, we just give you the glory. We praise you. We love you. And we adore you. And we magnify your name. One of the things I want to just preach tonight to us about is how do we identify with Christ? Now, I know a lot of people are saved. They say they are saved. A lot of people are supposed to walk in the fullness of God. And when you walk in the fullness of God, you come to a point where you can say, I am that I am. And you know that he lives in you. Moreover, I will save you tonight. When you take the word of God, see, when we look at what happened with Jesus, God sent his only son. It's a glorious fact that we have to identify with Christ in the richest time of life. When Jesus came on this earth, he brought the whole plan of redemption to lost mankind, which I was a part of. And I'll get into the teaching of it. I want to show you something. Because, number one, his purpose was to come and to die and to be resurrected and to sit on the right hand of God. But it's a process that he went through for us. Because when Adam had sinned, Adam made a mistake. He was supposed to obey God, but he didn't obey God. God gave him a place called paradise. And in giving that place called paradise, he gave him a place to abode in eternity. But Jesus saw it before it happened. He knew it before it happened. That's why he had a plan of redemption. Here's what we said. When we're crucified with Christ, we are nailed with him on the cross with him. So it's in the hand of God. In the mind of God, we have to understand he was stripped naked. He hung there with the shameless and disgrace. And, you know, we were stripped also, hung there, naked, didn't know nothing. Here's how I identify with Christ. He died, and I died with Christ. He died to sin, I died to sin. He died to Satan's rule, and we died. But he died to the sickness and disease. Hear me well, beloved. He died to the sickness and disease. We are buried together. The Bible tells us what we were buried with him, we suffered with him, we shall reign with him. So I will just say this to us tonight to believe. See, when we are buried together with him as he went down into the place of suffering, can you see yourself suffering the way Jesus suffered? Can you believe God's son suffered? Yes, he suffered. He suffered an ignominious death, but we suffered it also. Those of us who have been born again, and I'm talking to the born again people. There are some people out there in this world we live in, they don't care nothing about Jesus. They don't care. They don't care because they're blind. The Bible says their eyes are covered with blindness, and their minds have been said. Let me show you what Paul said. Paul said in the 13th, in one of the Corinthians, he's talking with them. He said, some people are blind. And as I was doing the study, he said, like a man has a dime put over his pupils, he can hear and see, but he can't get no light in. Man has come to that same state, but here's what God did. He sent Messiah. As he put off himself the forces of darkness, oh God, and sin, the sickness and disease of this man. So we put them off with him. Everything Jesus did, we did it with him. when we were brought, when Jesus came to the cross, hear me well, beloved, when Jesus Christ came to Calvary and paid that, that ignominious debt, he did it for all of us. Hear what I say. Praise God. We were made alive in the Spirit. Have we been quickened with the Spirit? Yes. A lot of folks are going around today and says, well, no, you know, you don't have to get no Holy Spirit. You need to know that you know, because God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, those three are one. But the one that God said it was, Jesus said, I can. Jesus said, I will. Take notice of this. When the God the Son became flesh in John, and the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us, he became a man just like all men are on this earth. But his flesh was not of this earth. But here's what he said. We were alive with him in the Spirit. Say we're alive with him in the Spirit. And when we come alive with him, we are justified in the Spirit. See, I don't take no back seat to a bunch of junk. The first seat is what Jesus said. Jesus said to us, he's alive forevermore. And one thing I will say, he was justified. Oh, we're justified with him. See, we no longer have to go through the chains of death and hell. We are passed over. We are transformed from point to point in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, may I say this to you? And I say it to you with love. To him who are in Christ, disease, heartaches, everything is conquered. It's a conquered foe. Well, please, well, you know you got a little, but no, you got to see what Jesus did for us. Beloved, and the more I get into the Word of God, the more I see what God is saying in my spirit. I died with Jesus. I was raised with Jesus. I now sit with Jesus. Man, what a place to be in right now. Ah, Jesus. Let me show you how to, number one, life of identification. As I said, how can I identify with Christ? We can identify, number one, as I said, we identify with Christ, and one of the richest factors, the whole plan of redemption. So point number one, law of identification. When he conquered death and hell and the grave, he was raised in the conquest of our enemies as a victor. He was a champion. When he was everything, and when he died, we died with him. When we suffered with him. Now here's how the law of identification. Here's how we identify with him. We identify by having everything that Jesus had put on his body, we had to put on our body. We were born into the life of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are all in Christ. So listen to me. When we identify with him, we understand we identify what he did. When he went down there and conquered the powers of the devil, the principalities, he himself paralyzing the death-dwelling power. We identify with him. So don't let anyone tell you that no one can't do it. You can, because this is what you have to say. When he rose from among the dead and stood triumphantly over death, hell, and Satan, and disease, and the grave, we stood with him. How do we identify? By standing with him, standing in his word, standing what he said. That's one of our number one, that's our identification. We stood with him, and here's what he said. Now, God the Father gave to us the use of the name that conquered, conferred upon him from the day it was. From the day, well, what was that? I don't know. But it was conferred. See, when God did something, now can you identify with God? As the smartest in the world, the smartest man in the world raised the question, can I have a word with God? Yes, you can. How am I going to speak with God? You can speak with God through his word. How are you going to speak with God through his word? By listening to his son. His son has said to us, come unto me, all of you that are labor. See, the identification is that when you come, hallelujah, when you come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are identifying with Him. Here's the law of identity. See, the law has been, the law was established a prerequisite to let you know some things cannot happen, some things will happen. Now, one thing I will say, don't ever think that we're going to see. See, God has predestined it that we will see Him through Jesus Christ. To stand in our present form, we will never be able to see Him. Only through Jesus Christ. That's what the word says. I have beheld, I beheld Him every day. When the book of Psalms, when we look into the book of Psalms, we find the word says, it was that time I beheld Him. Who? I beheld Him. I beheld Him. Jesus said, every day I was in His face to face. And one thing I would say, it was taught to me one some years ago, and I see what it's saying. God said to the Son, I love you. The Son said to God, I love you. The Holy Spirit said, me too. Everybody got in concert. Everybody. So it was a so we have to take a note. See, one thing we do, good God Almighty, hallelujah to Jesus. He gave us that name that's above every name. The name which every knee, according to the Bible, every knee should bow and every tongue confess to the three worlds, they got to confess. Death, hell, and you got to understand, when we identify with Christ, we have left this world as we know it. You mean I'm dead? No, you're alive, but you're alive in Christ. You see something what God, hallelujah, what God is doing through you and for you, and you can understand it. The more you allow Jesus Christ to live in you, the more you take the name of Jesus Christ, the more it becomes a part of your speaking. It because of your testimony, it becomes a part of you speaking the word of God. Now, when you speak the word of God, you speak it with authority. God does not have any cowards. That's not scripture, what I'm saying. Because God says, those who have sinned, they're bold. God didn't, He raised us up to do something. To do what? To conquer. He said, if you are part of my beloved, this is my beloved Son. Well, we're a part of it too. We're His beloved Son. And that's why I say beloved. Because we are beloved by the true and living God through Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to understand, when they, through understanding this, we have been ushered into the faith realm. Oh, my God, the law has put us in the, He died as our representative. Now, we live as His representative. See, that's how you. That's how we see the law of identification. He was our representative. Now, we His representative. Now, to be a representative of Jesus Christ, it means that you got to give all for all. Don't look to the east, to the west, and the world we now live in. And the more I begin to see, the more we begin to see. The only question is I have to raise to the radio audience out there. Do you understand? Do you understand what Christ, what God means in giving us, we, the name of that name. Do you understand? If you don't understand, let's go to ABC, ABCDEF, and take notice. God A gave a name that's even above His name. Oh my Lord, what a joy. The name is above His name. We are not to use it in the heathens. As to use festivals, fetish, but we are to use it in business sense, the legal sense of power, of eternity. You don't have to argue with a man that don't want to know Jesus Christ. See, and that's why the law of identification. The more you identify with the word of God, you come to these points. You identify, you have to have a business sense. You can't deal with the devil with, you know, maybe they were going to have a prayer. No. You got to deal from a business perspective. When you deal, when I say business, it's God's business, not the world's. Hallelujah. It means God's business must be done through us, through every man and woman. We are all united in one. Because when he, remember what I said earlier? The name, God did something great. He said, my name is above his name. Man, that's authority. That's power. That's resurrection power. When we use that name, you can't play with it. You got to know what you're doing. You can't say, sit and leave and go. You got to know you got the name of Jesus Christ. Because the enemy of darkness is going to challenge you. A lot of people we see, hallelujah, Father. A lot of people, Father, the enemy is attacking us by the every dumb thing that be happening. We've got all kind of sickness. And I just believe that the sickness and disease, all of it, must leave the bodies to those of us believe. To those, we have some people that we love, believe. I have a brother and some sisters, I believe. I have some cousins, I believe. I have nephews, son and daughters. And I believe, grandson, I believe. But they don't believe like I believe because I believe I can use that name. By using that name, I suppress everything the devil does. Satan is but a liar. Everybody wants to come in and challenge me because I say I'm standing in the head of the Hunter family. I get challenged on both sides, up and down. If you're supposed to be the head, well, if you're going to be under it, you got to do what the head does. If I am the Hunter head of the family of the Hunters, you got to do as you see me do. Not because you heard what you said. Hallelujah. And that's what God is saying to us. And when we want to do what God has said to us, it brings us to a point. Now, beloved, I want to say this to you as we're delivering in the word. Take notice of these words. Hallelujah. When through understanding, when you understand the life of this, you have been ushered. You've been called into the faith realm. Now, here's where the faith realm comes in. Faith cometh by hearing and by hearing and by hearing and by hearing. You don't have to study faith. You can't study faith. Faith is a fact. God is a faith factor. And when you come into the F-A-I-T-H and the fullness of that realm of impossibilities, when you come to that supernatural, when you come into the supernatural arena, you are there where you can say, I have what I'm supposed to have. I can do what I'm supposed to do. And nobody can fool you, not even the devil. See, the devil is going to challenge you. He's going to challenge us everything. Hallelujah. My God. We use his name representatively. How many of you were representing the name Jesus Christ? Remember I said the law of identification? When you identify with the word of the living God through Jesus Christ, you have got an understanding. You are his representative. Like I said earlier, you got to have a God business mind. God don't have a junk mind. God said, I will bless you. And remember what he said in Deuteronomy. He said, I give you wealth. God said, I give you wealth that you might bring my covenant into the Israel. Well, some people say, well, you know, God's going to give me a lot of work. No, that's not what God is doing. It. God has a purpose. We already rich. We already got the gold and the silver. It belongs to us. Why? Because when Jesus did what he did, hallelujah, when Jesus did what he did for us, when he stripped himself, he took everything that he had on him. He left it in heaven. But the Father, hallelujah, the Father was right there watching. This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. As I challenged him last night on the script last night, Satan returned unto him at an opportune time. See, the enemy was permitted by God. God knew that. It was an opportune time. An opportune time. He knew that it was going to be a time Jesus was going to come to a place where he'd have to come down to the place where he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When he had to go into the Garden of Gethsemane, and he had to pray, the big sweat began to fall off of him. Because He knew, God knew that. But he has, the angels came along, hallelujah, and strengthened him. Now, can you imagine that? The angels, good God Almighty, the angels of God came and strengthened his son because they were ordained to do that. Oh, I love it. See, when we want to be healed, as I say this all the time, I am healed. But you don't look it, but I'm healed because I'm a son of God. In the name of Jesus. I have Jesus Christ that lives in me. I have Jesus Christ that lives in me. See, I'm not playing a game of can you, ain't you, won't you, don't you. I know what I'm doing because I love God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something the Bible is saying. He that believeth and not baptized shall be saved. Now, he that believeth and not baptized and is baptized shall be saved. Shall be saved. We get the identification and give it to the people. And we tell the people what Jesus has done for us. We show them how Jesus has healed us of all the cancer, how he's made us healthy because we've had all attacks of the enemy. And why we've done it? Because Jesus was attacked by everything in the realm, the space realm. He was attacked by the enemy. But he did that for us so we could see we identify with him. Beloved, please hear your brother tonight. What I'm saying to you. See, the sick and afflicted ones come to us. We are the ones in this, hallelujah, we're the ones in the earth realm right now. We have the power to cast those demons out. And you know what the devil is saying? They ain't got no power. Yes, we do have power. It don't take no two or three. It don't take, I mean, no whole group of people. It don't take but two or three in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Those names is above every name. We have a right. The devil feels that name. He feels that name. Why you think he said, well, then, why you think they told the Apostle Paul, don't go around preaching that name no more? Because they knew, those demons knew that that name has some authority. They knew that the name has some power. They knew that name, that name that was above every name would call them to fall backwards. See, point two, a living fact. He was a living fact. He was a living. When Jesus was crucified, he took our place as a sinner. Now, can you see that in your mind? When he died, when he was crucified, crucified means they hung him on the cross. They crucified him. They crucified him. Can you see? He took our place. He took our place. And taking our place, he took my place as a sinner. He bore my sin in his body on the tree. And that's why he said those words, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? God, Shande Boko Sande, God the Father could not look upon sin, but Jesus' body had become the place where sin residing right now, because it was captured. Death was captured. The wholeness of it was captured. And that's why when I look at it, it's a living fact. It's a living fact. When he bore my shame that caused me my union with Satan, he took that union I had with Satan away from and made me come a part of the kingdom of God. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, Father. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the fire. Thank you for the understanding. Thank you, Father, giving us a wholeness, understand. Let me, may I just, well, I'm not going to beg you, I'm not going to ask. I'm going to tell you what the word says. A living thing. He bore with judgment. He was judged for us. He was judged for us, which was mine. It was all mine. He took my judgment. So, in the hour that we now live, we don't have to argue with nobody because we know that Jesus Christ became a judgment for us. But when we know that, we know we live according to the unto the faith factor. When you know you're walking by faith and not by sight, you know, and I say it like this here, hallelujah. Sometimes in my life, I've come to a conclusion. But if I stop walking by faith, I know I'm going to perish because the enemy wants that to happen. But I have the faith factor. I keep saying what God said. God has promised. God has over 3,000 plus promises that he made to those of us who believe. He promised us. And one of the greatest promises he ever gave us, he said, you shall live again. That's the greatest promise. But long we are in this life, we have to fight the fight. Now, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to finish it with the living fact. He put my sin nature away. He put my infirmity away. I have no sin, sickness, and disease. And how I stand with him, I am free from. I'm free from Satan. I'm free from the evil one. See, let me show you something what the word says. Now, point number three, a new creation. So I ask you a question. I say a question to everybody on that with me. For and near, are you a new creation? How do you know you're a creation? Here's how you know. He justified my justification. He took my righteousness, hallelujah. He took his righteousness and my righteousness and made his righteousness. His health is my help. See, hallelujah. See, you got to see it that way. Whatever it is, his righteousness is my righteousness. His righteousness is my righteousness. I don't have to argue with nobody. Because the word, you see it right here. His freedom from Satan's domain is my freedom. Because when the devil, good God Almighty, when the devil knew he could not conquer, that's why he said in Ezekiel, he says, oh no, Lucifer, the angel before God, who God created, and Lucifer could not create anything, but he had the angels believing it. And he got mankind, but he said, hey, see, Lucifer, Satan, the devil, all one, said these things. I will make my throne a little higher than his throne. How are you going to do that? How are you going to achieve that? How are you going to? He said, I'm going to make my throne a little throne. My throne is going to be a little higher than his throne. I don't believe it. Just as they body will bow before me. See, we came to the point of wanting identification. He had it with God. A great voice. Had on all of the that God had given him. But God took it from him. Because he decided to come against the Son of God. And I say it all the time. Ain't going to happen. When you threaten God's Son, he wanted to be just like his Son. He got jealous. Go read the Bible. You have to read between the scriptures, in the scriptures, and by the scriptures. Most of them, the book of Revelation, you'll see things were revealed to you. Hallelujah. One thing I will say, good God Almighty, my time just about up, but I got to finish. Let me tell you. See, the new creation, when he died for me, old things are passed away. I don't cuss. I don't fuss. I'm a new creation. And lastly, I want to say, Jesus, my substitution. My substitute. It's like a baseball game they got going on, basketball game. Somebody got to be a substitute. We got to get into the game of life for God. We got to become a substitute. Hallelujah. He bore our sins. Didn't he do it? They need to hear them. If he bore my sin nature, I need to tell somebody. I do not want to stand up here shaking like I'm afraid. No, I'm not. He bore my affirmative. I don't need to carry. I do not need to bear them. He died for me. He didn't die for nothing. He died for me. I'm more precious than gold. You are more precious than gold. When we see what we see, a substitute, here's what he said. So I have accepted him as my Savior. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you confessed him as your Lord? Have you been baptized in his name? Have you been baptized in standing with the Father? That's what I was shining about for. When you have been, ooh, Jesus, when you have been baptized to stand before the Father, we're standing in Jesus to stand before the Father. And that's why I said, when the Satan came over and said he got out there and began to try to charge Joel and charge some of us, and he said, I don't see nothing. All I see is the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. All I see is the blood of Jesus Christ. So I stand. I stand with God in the name of Jesus. Jesus was my representative. I'm his representative right now. Hallelujah. On the earth realm where I'm walking right now. He put up with me and mine. He put up everything I did. In other words, everything I owned became a part of his. Everything I wanted was a part of him. He became a part of me. I became a part of him. How? Because I have come to understand. I have come to understand. As I say, I've identified with him. How you identified? By what you've done. I've identified with Christ. I've heard about Christ. I've accepted him. I want the law of an identification said. And now I live in fact. Jesus, I am your substitute in this earth realm. And that's why we find so many things. And I want to say my last and final word. The struggle is over. Say the struggle is over. It's over. It does require faith on your part or my part to enjoy it because he gave it to us. The struggle is over. The struggle is over. It's over, beloved. All we got to do is stand, stand. When you've done all you can, stand. The struggle is over. The fight is over. Satan has lost it. So now I stand before God and angels. Good God Almighty. That is a supernatural anointing tonight that's falling in this radio station, oldest radio station. When I stand before God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the angel, God is saying something. I need to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you come help me praise him? He did it for us. I praise him, and I thank him for it. That's why somebody say, I always praise him. I love him. I adore him. I do because he operates in my life. I don't know how he's doing in your life, but I'm trying to tell you what I've come to understand. The more I identify and become a substitute in the game of life, I can help somebody. I can stop the enemy from charging wrongfully. Hallelujah. I put on Christ's tabernacle. I put it on. Whew! It's over me. It is no longer. Did I live with Christ? No longer I live with Paul said. It's no longer I live with Christ that lives in me. It is him that lives in me. So I'm a new creation. And I'm seated with Christ. I, your beloved brother, are seated with Christ. So are you. You are seated with Christ. You are seated. And see, that's why we do what we do on the radio station. Hear what I will say. I live in a new realm. Yes, I do. I live it by faith in the Son of the living God who loved me first and foremost. He said, Father, if you prepare a body for me, it's in the book of Psalm 22, I believe. I go down and I give with those brothers. I will worship with them. Hallelujah. And that's what I love what God's Son has done for us. That's why I let him stand in me. That's who I became. I don't mind being a substitute because I know where I sit. I sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. I sit in a place called now with Jesus Christ in this land I live in. I'm not worried about what's going on because I know that I know that I know that I know that he is my Savior. He paid the price. He paid the price for me. I might not have it all the way you want today, but I would say this. When Jesus, the living Son of God, paid the full price, when he said in language, Metinka, Epersia, you got, it is now finished. It is now finished. What? All that we've had back in that day of yesterday, it's overcome. And look, I was thinking there, I said, wow. I'm 70 years old. It only looked like I was just yesterday because the more I had to see just to spend one day with Jesus. This is 1,000 years. This is 1,000 years. And let me tell you something. Paul, you never know it. But the more you study Paul bore a beating on his body everywhere he went. Sometimes it was left as a mark. So everybody knew it. It was an identification mark. Everywhere he went, they were whipping him. Why? Because they knew, the devil knew he had Chokoxico. They knew he had walked with Jesus. Not as the original apostles or disciples, but they knew he knew because what the word came out of him. He said, I, Paul, as a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's why when the Apostle Paul stood, can we be the same order? We don't have to be Apostle Paul. You can be Apostle whatever, whoever, however. As long as you stand by what God has said, Satan can do you no wrong. And then see, he will stand. He will stand in his name. I'm believing some things right now. Well, somebody said, well, no. But see, belief is something else. That's a whole new word. When you believe, it's saying, when you have faith, faith makes you believe. All right, I got you. And you know what? My time is up. Tonight that I said thank you. Tonight I praise you. Tonight I love you. Tonight I just give you the glory. I thank you for everything you have done for me. I don't know what somebody else, but what you have done for me. You've brought me to a point in my life where I can say, I love you, I adore you, and I magnify your name. And Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ that I just say thank you. I thank you for everything you have done for me, that you have done for me. You've done more for me than I can do for myself. When I thought that I couldn't, I knew I couldn't do nothing, but you right there for me. And I want to say I love you, I adore you, I magnify your name, I love you. The one thing I will say, Jesus, is because you have said to me what you've done for me. It's because I want to praise you. I want to praise you, close you, thank you. I want to say thank you. Oh, and I want to just take the opportunity to someone and just say to them, tonight that I just give God. I got one or two or three records I want to pray. I can only imagine. Speak to me, Lord. I can only imagine. And I want you to understand. Speak to me, Lord. And so sometimes the more you can speak to him, the more we deserve his praises. And we deserve it. And one song I love that I thank God for, Take Me to the King. All of these records, Holy Spirit, I just love it. And see, one thing I will say tonight to all of us, take notice of what God is saying. God has a word for us. Speak to me, Lord. Can I pray? I want you to hear, please.
Wow. I cannot believe
hallelujah.
What God is doing in her life now.
Praise the living
because
God.
Of her faithfulness
my
and
God.
All those years
this,
standing
man.
Behind somebody who she can really sing better.
Here's something right now. I want you to say it.
Don't go to China.
I got it.
Don't go to L.A.
My God.
Don't go to Tokyo.
Oh, Jesus.
Live there.
Oh, Jesus. Praise the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Here we go. Praise him.
I want to be. Thank you.
I need something better.
This relationship is draining my wallet.
This isn't a break. It's a breakup.
It's over, Sprint. I'm moving to Metro PCS. Break up with Sprint. Move to Metro PCS and save 40% of your bill every month with no hidden fees. And you get a bigger, faster, nationwide 4G LTE network. Sprint can't give you that. Now for a limited time, get two free 4G LTE smartphones only at Metro PCS.
I am better.